And see.
Guess what time it is?
Hey-o!
Welcome.
It's 12:30.
You know what? It's only barely into Monday morning. And you're fucking welcome.
Nobody listens at exactly when it's supposed to be released. It's only 30 minutes late.
It depends on what time zone you're in. But either way, you're welcome. We showed up, motherfuckers.
Welcome to Family Home Evening.
With bad Mormons.
We made some choices, and guess if they were good or bad.
I'm gonna guess they weren't great, because we're late, we're drunk, and we went to a show, and it was awesome. But we'll get into that later.
We'll get into that. So welcome to our podcast. We're going to try to keep this brief because it's going to be better for all of us if we don't ramble on too long. I'm on my third bottle of wine, if that tells you anything.
You know what?
We shared them, though. It's not like I drank a third bottle to myself.
You had a bottle. I had a bottle. We gave away a couple glasses out of that,
Did we? I'm guessing. No, we didn't. That's well, a good, that's like a good, I, said, I like that, though.
I'm going to stick with that. For those who play our drinking game, you had to take five shots now, because that's the way I roll, baby.
They can be Baileys if it's morning time and you're going to work, because we're going to be sleeping through your commute hungover by lunchtime. Anyways, cheers. Cheers, Charlotte.
Cheers to Predator.
Cheers to Predator, our third bottle of wine this evening from Costco. It's a great bargain. An Old Vine Zinfandel. From Lodi, California. It's a 2020.
It's delightful.
Do you remember when we first started this podcast and we were like, we're going to intermix our debaucherous stories with our love of wine and just only drink delicious vintages of wine?
Yeah, that didn't happen. There's a lot of drinking wine with shots of whiskey and just getting drunk.
It's like that movie, The Last Supper, where it starts out like prime rib and, you know, Cabernet, and it just ends up with like fucking McDonald's at the end.
They're just like, yeah, you got a salad. What do you want from me?
Fucking eat it so we can kill you.
Bill Paxton, motherfucker. I love Bill Paxton.
No, cheers to Bill Paxton. You know
what? Cheers to Bill Paxton. What an incredible actor, and I'm guessing an incredible human being. Mm-hmm.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
And also, cheers to our patrons.
Hey, clink, clink to you, friends.
We gave a shout out to Snickers last week. Who?
Snickers.
I'm not even
He's
joking
a
you.
Boy.
Yeah, who's a good boy, Snickers? Who wants to go for a walk? Literally, our numbers were double what they normally are. We have like 25 new Instagram followers. We have like double the plays we had.
Well, because Snickers is a goddamn hero.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So, cheers to Snickers.
Cheers, Snickers.
And also, cheers to Mikkel. Apparently, Mikkel, our cousin and our patron... Apparently, we were at Disneyland at the same time. And, I mean, there's millions of people there, so how are you ever going to see?
I don't know. We should have figured it out.
We should have figured it out. We might have just crossed paths with each other, and I'm bummed that we didn't get to say hi. So, cheers to Mikkel.
Cheers, Mikkel. Next time you're in town, let us know ahead of time, and we'll make a point to see your face.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to.
I would love to.
Now let's repent.
Oh, I have so many things.
You know what I kind of fucked up on last week?
Oh.
We did our Zoom. We did a Zoom recording as our podcast, which we don't normally do. We were drunk, and it was late. The hour was late, as, you know.
As we do.
As we do. And I totally forgot to try to Jimmy rig some outro music into that.
Right.
So there's just absolutely no outro music. That's the only time we've ever done that in the whatever this episode is.
177,000th episode.
We should probably figure out what exactly it is.
If I had to guess, we're at 121.
Okay. That's not quite right, but we're under 120.
Under 119.
Hold on. Let's see. Well, you keep talking while I look it up.
So I have to repent for, you know, just generally being a bad person. Listen, sometimes I'm like, no, I'm wonderful. You ain't got shit on me. Mm. You know, sometimes I'm just a piece of shit. So
you are not. Don't say that.
No, I mean, in the best possible way, I'm a piece of shit.
I have some data for you. This episode currently right now is episode 117.
I was off by one.
We're very close. Very close.
Well, before I was off by like seven. But you know what? Now I'm off by one. But anyways, So I repent for being amazing at everything I do, say, and think. And those rare occasions where maybe I'm a piece of shit, because I do have that within me every now and again.
You know what? We all do. We all do. I want to jump ahead to Mormon Corner.
Can
we jump
thank ahead? God. Yeah.
I know that we normally
thank Kolob.
Thank you, Kolob.
Am I thinking a planet right now?
I don't know exactly. I feel like maybe we're thinking like a ball sack of spirit children. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I got some Kolob in my throat.
Oh my God. So I think General Conference was happening. Yes. If you guys don't know what General Conference is, don't ask us because we don't fucking know either. It's a thing where Mormon people get together and talk about how great they are and what the new rules are and what the new revelations are. Who's the next prophet or...
fill in the blank. That's whatever. Not exactly whatever right. You feel like it should be.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't ask us for answers. We don't fucking know. But apparently, so one of the ex-Mormon like community people that we follow and that we're friends with called Exmo Candle Company, which I highly fucking recommend you check out if you haven't. Their shit is so funny. Their marketing is hilarious and their candles are really great. And it's like, it's such a cool little company. So exmocandleco.com. Anyway, they posted this thing today that was like, get your General Conference bingo card. And I was at work and I didn't really have a lot of time to focus, but one little square of the bingo card caught my eye and it was like, anytime you hear a gross old man phlegm sound,
oh, it's like no.
You mark your bingo card.
No. How about no?
And I was like, PTSD, PTSD.
Okay, so I was kind of scrolling on the Bad Mormons page, as it were, and so when you're on a business page for Facebook, you only like a certain amount of accounts. Like, when it's personal, you like your friends. You like all these different things. So you're in a lot of different...
algorithms?
Corners. Yeah, you're in different algorithms, but you're different corners of you in the universe of Facebook, right? When you're a business, generally, you stick within your business parameters that you've liked when you made the account, which a lot of times we forget about, right? So as my business, like, I like a lot of hair shit, right? So I happen to be over in the Facebook of the... FHE Bad Mormons, and it's all like Day of the Dead and Exmo Candles, ex-Mormon thing. It's a lot of Mormon things. So I was just scrolling through and liking and commenting and laughing on shit. So the one thing I did get from that General Conference was that one of, I guess he's a, I don't, are they prophets? I honestly, I don't even fucking
There's
know.
One prophet. Well, the, other than our cousin.
Well, which prophet are we talking about here? But they were saying, it's like, Joseph Smith really didn't even have sex with his wives. I'm like, wait, what?
Bullshit. So much bullshit.
But, because, again, they tell Mormons you only have sex to procreate, right? But then you have all of these wives. And what he was making it sound like was like, yeah, okay, yeah, he had plenty of wives, but he didn't really have sex with any of them. We're like, wait, what?
Yeah, no.
The fuck are you even talking about? So again, I don't have a lot to back this shit up. I just happen to be scrolling through a lot of memes and accounts. And it was not just one. It was multiple accounts talking about this. And I was like, fascinating.
Well, you're going to get a real kick out of what I have for Mormon Corner for you.
Excellent.
This
Let's
week.
Proceed.
Which I'm assuming is something that bubbled up, generated out of the General Conference, which happened... I'm guessing Sunday, maybe that's today, well, yesterday.
Technically morning. Yesterday, it is midnight.
It was recent, anyway. Okay. Check this out. You're never going to fucking believe it. We were born 50 years too late. I was like 40, 30. How old am I? Too late. There is a new program aimed at the LDS Church youth. It's called Strength for Youth Guide. You're gonna fucking die. It's okay to have tattoos. It's okay to have piercings. I bet you it's
your
okay.
Your body is no longer a temple and I we bet don't give a shit about it.
I bet you it's okay to show your bare pornography shoulders.
Porn shoulders?
I mean, it doesn't say that specifically, but, you know, I'm betting that that's
Sluts.
In there. There is the ban on passionate kissing is no longer there, nor is the shaming of those with same-sex attraction.
You know what?
We just lost too many members over that. So we're going to get with the times. You know what?
You know what? Much as I'd like to fucking shame them and be like, you're all fucking pieces of shit because the Mormon church is a piece of shit. And you know how many people will not kill themselves now because of something as small as that? Mm-hmm. I mean, fuck them for even having that kind of power, but like, that's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. They're talking about like, instead of specific behaviors, this new version provides general principles which will help youth make the righteous choice. I would like to share with you some excerpts of a few of the revised statements.
Fabulous.
You're going to love it. Hold on. I need to take a drink first. I'm so parched. Okay. Our bodies, Charlotte. Our bodies.
My temple is parched. Hold on.
As you make decisions about your clothing, your hairstyle, your appearance, ask yourself, am I honoring my body as a sacred gift from God? Avoid styles that emphasize or draw inappropriate attention to your physical body instead of who you are as a child of God. On dress, grooming, tattoos, and piercings, the Lord's standard is for you to honor the sacredness of your body, even when that means being different from the world. Let this truth and the Spirit be your guide as you make decisions, especially decisions that have lasting effects on your body. So they're not banning it, but they're telling you, hey, don't fucking do that.
So if you're going to get a Bible passage, that's fine. But if you want a big raging cock on your shoulder, probably a bad idea.
On sexual purity, it's boring. Basically, you're allowed to make out, but, you know, no touching.
No finger banging?
No finger banging, no. No dry humping.
What? Come on, dry humping is my favorite part.
Nope. Out. Lod.
Boring.
But listen to this. On same gender attraction, this is huge now. Feeling same sex attraction is not a sin, quote unquote, from the fucking Mormon church or whatever they're calling themselves today.
The Latter-day Saints.
If you have these feelings, do not pursue or act on them.
They've already said that in the past.
Yeah, but they also said that they were a sin. So I think the difference is they're easing into it. They can't just be like, it's okay now. We had a revelation.
My revelation says you're a fucking piece of shit.
My revelation said now you're not going to hell for having the attraction.
Just don't act on it. Because that was what it was before. It's like, well, I'm gay, but I'm married to my wife, and I like to hang out with my other gay friends and look at men in the mall and how I'd want to fuck them. But it's too bad that I'm Mormon and straight because the church made me be straight. But I would fuck that dude all day long.
Listen, feeling same-sex attraction is not a sin. If you have these feelings, do not pursue or act on them. You are a living Heavenly Father's... You are living Heavenly Father's sacred law of chastity. You are a beloved child of God and a disciple of Jesus Christ. Remember that the Savior understands everything you experience. He understands it. He knows what it's like to want to fuck a dude. He never did it. And that's what you should strive to be like. You can want to fuck a dude, just don't do it. You can want to fuck a girl, just don't do it. Obviously, you see what I'm implying here.
No, I want to punch things.
Anyways, that's Mormon Corner this week, you guys. It's huge. Fuck it's big. Them. You can have tattoos. You can have piercings. You can have...
This is their compromise.
You can have gay thoughts.
Fuck off.
It's a whole new world. They're like, please stop leaving the church.
We need your tithing. It funds a lot of our businesses.
If we could change our minds about black people and say, like, suddenly we had this revelation that black people are allowed.
We can have our revelations about gays, but not quite yet.
And piercings.
No. Again, we're okay with you identifying as gay, but you still can't act on it. But again, I don't see how this is any different from what they've said in the past.
Before it was a sin to even think about it.
No. Being that my whole basis is off of like a TLC TV show that I fucking saw or whatever.
I'm also paraphrasing an article from the Salt Lake Tribune, so we don't really know what we're talking about.
Fair, that's fair. There was a whole show on fucking, I want to say it was TLC or AMC or some bullshit like that. And it was Mormon families or whatever, but like a good portion of them was guys who were like, yeah, no, I'm gay, but I, you know, can't be gay. So I'm married to this lady. We've got kids, but I like to hang out with my other not gay Mormon dudes who are identify as gay. But, oh, we'd love to, but church says we can't, so we don't. But it was painfully obvious they were all fucking each other, which good for fucking them. But again, why live this bullshit life? I mean, it was that same thing you were telling me about that swingers.
Oh, yeah.
Where she had to get divorced and like the Mormon church.
Mormon mom talk.
Yeah. It's like, okay, so you're swingers. Great. You like to fuck other people. But don't pretend like you're this pious fucking pretentious piece of shit. I don't know. I just hate religion so fucking much.
I just want to say one more thing that I just came across by accident. You know how sometimes when you Google something and it says like, oh, are people also ask this? So mine says, can I be Mormon if I have tattoos? So I opened it up. It says, Mormons are told not to disfigure, quote, themselves with, quote, tattoos or body piercings. It says, cover up the tattoos, or at least to try a compromise, like getting a tattoo of a beehive, oh, a Mormon no. symbol of working together for the common good. No beards.
That's Why what did Google I never says. Know that's what the beehive fucking was for?
Oh, yeah, girl.
Well, I knew that Utah's the beehive state.
Beehives are all over the fucking highway signs.
No, because it's the beehive state. I didn't realize it was a Mormon thing to work together. Mm-hmm. You fucking hive mind cult motherfuckers. Mm. Okay, got it. Okay, good. I think we should move on.
We should.
I'm mad.
We should.
Hive about a lot of things.
Move on from hive mind. All right, cool shit. What's happening?
House of Dragons is rad. I mean, in the sense that, like, it's a broke-ass fucking
What's House of Dragons?
It is the prequel to the Game of Thrones.
Prequel?
It's fantasy, and I think that it is incredible for our time.
it's surprisingly amazing, and it gives us all the feels, possibly because of the music and the sets and the story.
It's starting to... Okay. I like it and I don't like it. So we also waited weeks and weeks and weeks to watch it. So we watched like 6 episodes in a row, something like that. They changed fucking actors halfway through because there's like a 10-year jump. And I'm like,
Spoiler alert.
Fuck. You should know what you're getting yourself into if you're not already there. I have no idea who these fucking people are. I'm like, wait, is this the same person as the person that was the last episode? God damn it. How am I supposed to keep track of this shit? I'm drinking wine. I can't remember everything.
But so, it is pretty cool. If you're a fan of Game of Thrones, you'll probably like it. There's a lot of...
keep your expectations low.
There's a lot of funny... And I don't know. It's just there's a lot of cool, like, emotional response-provoking stuff that happens. Like, Jason...
Lannister.
Jason Lannister, for example. You're just like,
he's no
Lannister?
Jamie. He's no Jamie.
But they do fun stuff to like keep you engaged and pull your heartstrings for what you used to know and love as Game of Thrones. So
fair.
It's pretty great.
But
so
you
far.
Know what is actually awesome, and I'm not gonna be able to tell you the name of it because I've already forgotten. But it's the new Star Wars show.
Oh, Andor.
Andor, it's great. I love that Spanish dude. I want to bang his face.
Cassian Andor. It's about Cassian Andor.
So
which
banging.
I don't know if we've discussed, we're big Star Wars fans, all of us. Our household is Star Wars.
It's, yeah, we're pretty
appropriate.
Star Wars. We're canon.
Yeah, we're canon. And we love, collectively, we think the best thing to come out of the Star Wars universe since Disney bought it is Rogue One.
100% the best fucking movie that has come out post original Star Wars.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. And so Cassian Andor was part of that cast, or
he
part
was
of that
a goddamn
story.
Hero, part mm-hmm. of that hero.
And
story,
so Andor fish. Is the new Disney show that's about him. His name's Cassian Andor. And I just got to tell you, I admittedly was a little toasted when we started watching
I have to go back and rewatch.
Yeah, to the point where we watched 2 episodes and I was like, I can't watch anymore because I feel like I'm not going to appreciate it enough because my wits aren't about me enough.
But I really appreciated the commentary as we were watching it that you gave me. And I plan on sharing it. So go on, you do yours first.
The writing was fantastic.
Really good.
The story was fantastic. I mean, there were so many little like nuanced things that you wouldn't really pick up on unless you're paying attention that just bring the whole fucking thing together. It's so well written. And it's so, it's one of those things where it like, it doesn't explain to you the story. You just have to be paying attention. And then all of a sudden you pick up things. Like it's that kind of a show where
people who... You can't be on your phone while you're watching it.
People who love movies and people who love stories and don't want to be explained to.
Enjoy storyline. Right. Yeah. I'd say this about movies. Like I watch a lot of old timey movies like Billy Wilder and Preston Sturges. And one of the best things about it is it doesn't explain, it doesn't tell you the story to death. You have to pick up it, a lot of it on your own to understand, like, like, okay, well you have to either use your imagination on how the story even ended, or it doesn't have to show you people fucking to get that they fucked. Right.
Right.
But like, not just that. I mean, that's the crass way to put it, but like, those movies were very, they left it to your imagination, but you weren't confused, right?
You weren't mansplained.
Right, right. And then as far as like, what was the other thing that we were just saying? You just said it. Shit. I guess it doesn't matter, but.
Just that it's, I don't know.
Just things not being explained over to death and then.
The shit, writing.
It doesn't matter. The writing. Oh, right. So
the dialogue.
The fact that you could, Mandy picked up on so much more than I possibly could. And we were both, again, a little drunk. But, like, I even missed the dialogue of, the, like, did you alter your uniform?
And then, don't spoil it. That's fucking the best part.
But, again, I don't think normal people would get that. And I think that's the point that I'm trying to say. So without giving anything away, like, that shit's fucking funny. And I'm going to go now to Love and Thunder, the Thor movie, right?
Okay.
We went and saw that in the theater, you, me, and Craig, and we were laughing our asses off on some shit. Nobody else in that theater was laughing. And I'm not saying, like, we're super smart or we're more better than other people. Yeah. We're more better.
Maybe that's our style of movie.
But we pick up on shit that I think we enjoy writing. I think when something's well written and it's funny and you have to think about it a little bit because it's not painfully obvious, I think everybody's so used to being overly explained to that people can't understand it anymore unless you're pounding them in the head with it. Like, this is the storyline. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Right? Something as little as, I'm so sorry, Thor. We laughed our asses off because, again, what doctor would be, like, she's clearly starstruck. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, Thor. Mm-hmm. Right? And it was just like, it was fucking funny, but nobody else it in that theater funny. Was laughing because nobody else got that joke. I feel like that was kind of what this thing could be. And again, I don't know. I'm not explaining it to anybody, but like, you picked up on shit that I didn't even pick up on. I'm like, oh, that is actually fucking funny. I did. I paused my brain. I'm like, okay, I can't watch any more of this. I went on my phone because I knew I needed to start from the beginning because what you picked up on, I did not pick up on. And I wanted to be on that same level of understanding the funny nuance of the writing. Right?
It was so good.
It was so good.
I was immediately thinking of like all my Star Wars friends throughout the country. A lot of you listen to the podcast, so you know who you are. I probably already texted you being like, did you watch this yet?
Right.
Because it's fucking great. But yeah, we loved it so much, and we really have to like pick it up maybe tomorrow when we're hungover after we go to bed tonight and wake up in 12 hours. We'll watch it again on the couch with a lot of Gatorade. But yeah,
watch it.
It's so good. So good.
We could go into this motherfucker, but honestly, I'm just... What even bother? Why bother?
I kind of wanted to put this in cool shit, but I feel like maybe it could go either way. So you saw that Mudbutt Turd Girl's getting a divorce, which is, you know, whatever. It's like a low blow to make fun of people's, you know, personal bullshit. Lives.
But again, when you're an awful person and you don't respect other people's personal lives, then what respect do you get to have?
Exactly. And I know we can say that out loud, but I saw a tweet that really just like... ran that home for me, or rammed it home, or however you say it.
Jammed it right
in my home hole. And it was like, they said, Marjorie Taylor Greene deserves, she asks for privacy during this time. She deserves as much privacy as she gave Parkland shooting survivor David Hogg.
For absolutely. She put... heckled him in the goddamn street.
Yeah, he was walking to either to or away from giving a speech about gun safety or gun gun reform, gun right. law reform, so that people wouldn't get shot in school.
Right.
And she was jamming a microphone in his face and basically like bullying him and trying to make him look stupid and trying to kind of gotcha question him. And he's 17 years old. He's a kid that survived a school shooting. And she's trying to bully him for attention.
Her husband, who's decided to leave her because she's a fucking awful human being. She deserves to have some space.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, off the cuff, it seems like, oh, that's a low blow. Like, leave her alone. She's getting a divorce.
No, I don't think that at all. I'm
saying that to the internet who might be listening.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it might seem like a low blow. It's not a low blow. She deserves to be set on fucking fire and thrown in a pit and... a sarlacc pit where she could burn and be slowly digested over 1,000 years. Oh, yeah. In my educated and humble opinion, fuck you. Mud butt turd girl.
You can go fuck yourself. What a cousin. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I thought that was like, is that cool shit? That's cool shit.
Yeah, you're right. But she is also a fucking skank, so she gets to be in this motherfucker too. So she borderlines.
Oh, you know what? I have one more thing for cool shit. I don't actually have anything for this motherfucker, so we're just gonna,
we'll go
mesh the two together. So Hurricane Ian, right, hit Florida. Horrible.
Right.
I mean, you and I, you know, we like Florida. We love Florida. We've been to the Keys. Fort Myers, the storm surge that came in there and just fucking destroyed that place.
I didn't know about the surge until recently, and that's fucking gnarly.
Remember that time when you were in Mexico and you were, like, asking me about... what happens?
I didn't know what a surge was. Honestly, I didn't even know what a goddamn hurricane was.
I was like,
it was a tropical storm.
I was like, can you get on the roof? That's because of the storm surge.
Right.
But that's not going to help you in the midst of the wind.
The 100-mile-an-hour wind was going to knock my shit off that fucking roof anyway.
Right. So it's like you have that to deal with, and then you have the storm surge to deal with. So if you can get
bad
high...
Sister.
No, that's why I said, can you get to the roof? Because that then you'd be safe from the storm surge.
The wind would have blown me off the roof.
Okay, everyone. Charlotte and I are fighting. This is what happens. When the wind's blowing, it's blowing in the water and the storm surge. So you can get up high, and then that's well before the hurricane force winds gets to you.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah, so they don't happen at the same time generally.
I don't know how any of this works. All I know is I was going to die and you made me feel safe, and how dare you?
And you're alive still. And you survived.
Turns out it didn't hit us at all.
Anyway, Hurricane Ian hits Florida, and there's all these fucking crazy videos. I mean, it was bad when it hit, it was huge. Yeah. It did a lot of damage. People are.
Cat 4, bad.
Yeah, super bad. Like, not quite Katrina bad, but almost.
No. Okay, there's a huge difference between Katrina and this. Katrina wasn't even that big of a hurricane. Was it a 4?
Mm-hmm.
It was that the levees had broken.
Mm-hmm.
So, and New Orleans is under sea level. Mm-hmm. So that's why Katrina was so fucking bad. This is different. This is just fucking your shit up.
But they're both a category 4 is all I'm saying.
Well, I don't know.
You're right.
I have to do some research because I didn't think that Katrina was that bad of a hurricane. It was just that the levees had broken.
You're absolutely right. It's that's what caused a lot of the destruction, but they both hit with... theoretically, technically, measurably the same force, but it's different, you know, different.
I just know that when I was in Mexico, that was the first time they'd ever had a Category 5. That was the first time ever it had ever been recorded, right? Mm-hmm. It never hit ground at 5, but out in sea it was at 5, so
That's usually what happens is when it gets closer, it starts to weaken, because what gives it its energy is the warm water. When it goes over warm water, that's what picks up the speed of it. So if it was to veer off course and to go out to cold water, that would lessen the strength. So when it gets closer to land, it's losing that energy from the warm water, and then that's when it starts to dissipate, and then it gets inland, and then it becomes a tropical storm.
What do you call the people who do the weather?
Meteorologist.
Thanks. Sorry. Let's move on.
Listen, what I was going to try to say was it was bad. It was really bad. It was a Category 4, the same category that hit New Orleans. However, we have much different, like, land, you know, situations. There, Florida is not below sea level. There's no levees. There's not all that kind of same shit. So it didn't do quite as much destruction, but it did a lot of destruction and a lot of damage. And there were some videos. There was a lot of videos, but there was this one video that got circulated a bunch of times. And it was basically like this condo on the beach, and all this storm surge, all this water was coming around the side of this house. And this guy in board shorts with like his mom or somebody filming him goes out, and there's this cat, this big orange cat that's like up on this propane tank or something that's just like, he doesn't have anywhere to go. There's no higher ground for him to go.
Right.
And he's there and he's just like, fuck, like I hope the water doesn't come up too high. And this guy goes out and picks the cat up, and the cat's just clinging to him for dear life. And you can see like in the video, the cat's looking directly in the video like,
thank you.
So appreciative. And it's just like, it's the most heart-wrenching, like heartwarming video. Anyways, fucking shout out to that guy.
Right. For hey, you know what?
Saving that cat.
Cheers to that guy.
And a big fuck you, this motherfucker, to somebody who would leave your animals in a category 4 hurricane.
Go fuck yourself. And just fend for yourself. Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit.
You took on a responsibility to take care of that animal. Fuck you.
Yeah.
That's the same as leaving your kid, in my opinion.
Infant.
Yeah, that
child.
Can't take care of itself. Well, maybe not a cat. A cat's a little more than an infant, but still.
Still.
A toddler with cat-like reflexes and an ability to jump.
All right. Well, the internet is telling me now Hurricane Katrina is a Category 5. And I'm like,
Oh, I thought it was a 4.
Wasn't.
We'll repent for this later,
you
internet.
You know what? I'm not going to do research on this. But because, again, I know for a fact, because they said this is the first time in the history of ever that we've ever recorded a Category 5.
Well, in Mexico.
Okay, maybe that's what it was. Yeah. Well, apparently Katrina was a Category 5.
You know what? I would say we should move on and hear a word from our sponsor. I don't think I'm going to be coherent enough to splice
in any...
All
right, well, let's keep going.
Any commercials.
Sorry, you're not going to hear from Temple Twat tonight, you guys. Let's go straight into the story.
Let's just do it. Let's just in case.
All right.
We'll be right back.
And we're back.
Wasn't even enough time to take a breath.
Okay, hold on. And we'll be right back.
And we're back. So much better.
I really hope we don't put anything in the middle here.
We can't now. It's impossible.
There you go. That was your commercial. Do you want me to sing you Holy Oats? Because I'll do it again for a second week in a row.
Holy Ghost Oats. I eat them every
day. I can't. Okay. So our story for this week is the one we just came back from. We went to go see the motherfucking Pixies.
Yeah, we did.
At the Anaheim House of Blues.
Yeah, we did.
And that shit was fucking rad. Give me that one.
You might remember, we told you a little story a few weeks back. The episode was titled VIP-ness, if I believe I remember correctly. Anyways, Mandy and Lauren got drunk at a Bad Religion show, and we decided we needed to be VIPs and... have some bougie shit happen to us at the House of Blues. So finally today was our first time. We took advantage of that. I know.
1 year later.
It's too long later.
8 months later.
But you don't want to just waste your tickets on any old show. So we waited for some bands we wanted to see. Now there's a whole docket.
There's a lot.
We went to see Pixies tonight, which was fucking great. We got Death Cab for Cutie on deck. We've got Tiger Army.
Yes.
Alkaline Trio's playing.
Oh my God, yes.
I know. It's gonna be fucking fantastic. I think there's another one too. Anyways, we've blown out our ticket budget, but it doesn't matter because it turns out they give you a sparkly pink wristband and everyone treats you like a VIP because they're like...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see the wristband. Yes, ma'am. What can I do for you?
Oh, Miss Andrews. Shit, I can't say my last name. Damn it.
Mandy.
I'll fix it. I can fix that. Anyways, oh, Miss Fill in the Blank, what can we do for you?
Miss Fabulous. Fabulous.
Let our mixologist take care of you while they give you a foot rub. Anyways, so we went to the Pixies.
So we got free champagne that we had to ask for, but that's fine. We got some bottles of wine. We had a fabulous time rocking out. Like, seriously, really the only person left in that band is Frank Black. But it doesn't matter because we love these songs and... It was just so much fun.
And we're of a certain age where, like, we've been going to shows for our whole lives, right?
Right.
We've paid our dues. We've been in the mosh pit. We've been on the rail.
I've shown up 5 hours to a show so I can be first right next to the stage. Mm-hmm.
We've gotten our faces punched in. We've got our heads kicked in.
I've done a few elbow punches myself.
Now we're old enough to where we make a little bit more money and we've earned our dues as, let's just say, like the wise elderly, you know, elders.
We pay the money and we get the VIP is what Mandy is trying to say. We no longer sit down on the street. So let me, you know what? Let's go back in time.
We're elevated.
Let's go back to when COVID, the pandemic had lifted or whatever, the sanctions had lifted. We went to a show. I think it was a Bayside concert. So we show up at the House of Blues and we're like, the fuck we are. So we didn't show up early or late. So it wasn't as crowded as it could be, but it wasn't as empty as it could be.
It was kind of packed.
It was the fucking packed. And I was like, and especially not, we've been on lockdown for a year. Like, I do not feel comfortable being around this many people with their breath. And just, I mean, like a concert, people are literally breathing down your neck.
And their armpit hairs are touching right. you.
The sweat is...
It's so gross.
All the sweat is mingling. It's a thing. And honestly, I was fucking over it. So me and Mandy decided to go get VIP tickets. Like, we're like, how do we not do this shit? So we're like... I forget exactly how we did it, but like, there's a VIP stand. Let's just walk up to the VIP stand and see what that entails. And it was like $250. Like, but between the three of us, fuck it, we'll just pay it. So we went up and we did, and we're like, well, this is lovely.
Yeah, we had an amazing time because you're not, you know, jammed up next to a bunch of people.
Right.
You can get food, you have drinks, you can stand, you can sit. You have a lot of space around you. Like, you've graduated to that level and you pay for that sort of experience.
Right.
It's the rich people seats, and I'm not ashamed to admit that that's what I want to spend my money on.
100%. And actually, so there was five of us today that were not in the exact same spot as we were at for the Bayside concert, but we were one little section over, which was nice because we weren't quite as close to the speaker. We could see the stage just a little bit better.
It's like a box seat.
It's essentially a box seat. And, you know, even our friend was like, God, do you remember having to stand in line, stand on the hard floor, and just get kind of pushed around a little bit?
Punched in the face.
And just being like, just so many bodies around you. Like, I don't fucking miss that at all. And he was saying that, and I'm like, you know what? You're absolutely right. So when we were up there, and like, we were just enjoying our spaces, just kind of sitting around, taking pictures of the concert, but also like, holy shit. Like, to me, I looked at it as this. If there was one zombie in that group that bit somebody, they'd all be dead within 30 seconds because there's nowhere to run. There's literally nowhere to hide. And there's just bodies everywhere.
I'll tell you what, too. Like, I made that purchase for the whole VIP thing, as I mentioned in the other story. Like, Lauren and I were pretty wasted when we made that purchase. It was expensive. It's like buying a... you know, year-long past Disneyland all at once.
Right.
But I was just like, I love live music so much. Like, this is worth it to me. This is, like, one of the top five reasons I moved to the mainland. Like, I really want to do this. This is what makes me happy. So, you know, we did it. And then, like, I haven't gone back until tonight. And immediately walking in there with, like, we didn't get the valet because the valet was closed. But, like, normally there's, like, a valet and it's just, like, champagne when you arrive. And it's just, like, such a red carpet experience. From the moment I stepped my foot in there, I was like, I'm fucking renewing this because, like, this is worth it to me.
Right.
This is what I live for. And plus, you get to do, like, meet and greets with the bands when they have them available. They can take you on a tour backstage.
Oh, that's cool.
You kind of have your, like, you are the sort of the reason they're operating, or at least they give you that experience.
And we went early and went and had dinner. We got 20% off of our meal. Like, not just the meal, but the alcohol, too. Which does not happen often. Yeah, the whole thing was fucking rad.
Totally rad. And I can't wait to, like, I love it so much. I can't wait to go see the rest of the
show. But it was also fun to kind of look down at the crowd and, like, seeing when the mosh started. It always does. It always fucking does. I am never appreciative when I'm a part of that. Like, people love it. They like pushing each other around. It's part of a thing. I mean, it's literally a thing. Like, you get pushed back. Like, it's a thing. I hated it. Mm-hmm. And I don't appreciate it. So I just thought when that started, I was like, I am so happy to be sitting up here right now because fuck all that shit. I filmed it. I laughed at it. And then little did I know.
Yeah, there was
somebody tried to start their own mosh pit.
Yeah, there was
with my face.
There was a little point where so this is my perspective of what happened. It was we're 3/4 into the show. We just have a little bit of the show left, 20 yeah. minutes or so. And you know, we've been having this great time. VIPs, we have our own little box. We're
literally either side of us has been
nobody's
empty.
There. Right. We're just moving around, doing whatever we want. And then all of a sudden, Charlotte's like, she's got this really mad look on her face, and she's like yelling something at me, but the music's so loud I can't hear it, but I can tell she's pissed off. And I'm like leaning in towards her, like, what are you saying? And she's like, this fucking cunt. And I was like, holy shit, what? And I was like pointing at the guy in front of her, and she's like, no, this lady right behind me.
I pointed to myself, like, through me.
Yeah.
I'm like, the person fucking directly behind yeah. me is being a cunt.
I didn't get that. And so then I realized, like, this, somebody had come up to, so Charlotte's like sitting on the side of our booth. And somebody had come up and sat right next to her to, like, film the stage.
I just want to make it really clear. So, it's, like, a wooden...
Bar.
So, like, kind of... like a metal bar would be, you know, for, like, a school or something. Like, you know, yeah. Like, nothing big.
There's no walls.
Right.
It's just a...
It's just that, rail. And it separates it. And then you got your chairs you're supposed to be sitting in. But if you think about it, there's people in front of that, too. So, you can't... If everybody was sitting in a chair... It might not be the easiest to see. And now, mind you, if somebody had been sitting in this box seat, like in their seats or anywhere in there, I would never have sat on the ledge because that would be rude, right? But this has been empty all fucking night and honestly didn't even see them come in. And again, if I had saw them come in, I would have gotten down because I'm not a disrespectful fucking person, right?
But and the fact that they came, that these people came into that box at the last 20 minutes of the show probably means they weren't supposed to be there, more than likely.
Oh, well, maybe.
I don't know.
No, very well could be. You tell your perspective, then I'm going to tell mine.
Well, so here's my perspective. So Charlotte's like, this fucking cunt. And I was like, well, trying to figure out what's going on. Then I get her to stand up and she's like pointing back and the music's very loud and I just hear making these like sort of punching, pushing motions. And so I'm getting the impression, I finally realized that like the
pushing motions from what? Me?
Yeah. So that you're trying to tell me that this person next to you is pushing
been,
you.
Been like jabbing at
jabbing
me.
And pushing yeah. you. So I was like, oh, you know, and meanwhile, it's like loud music going on. So we can't really totally communicate, but
we're really good at like not talking with talking though. I feel like we have a connection.
Well, we've known each other for several years, you know, being genetically related and similar. So I see that some shit's going down. Somebody's like fucking with my sister. So I take Charlotte and I'm like, trade me places. And I move her over to where I was standing. And then I scoop
Man
my...
Man is much more diplomatic about things.
I scoop my butt and I put my butt where Charlotte's butt was sitting before, not 30 seconds before. My butt's a little bit larger than Charlotte's butt. It's, you know, let's just say I'm large and in charge. I got a little booty. I got a little something to back me up, right?
Well, pushing for the cushion, if you will.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to go there, but now we went there. That's fine. No worries. Single, guys. Single. Ready to mingle. Anyway, so I like hoist my big fat bubble butt up where Charlotte's slim, slender butt used to be. And I do this consciously and to basically piss this person off because you don't
she was being a cunt.
You don't fuck with my sister. You don't push my sister. You don't fuck with my sister. If you want to push now, try to push this. Try to push this Tonka trunk. Anyway, so she starts pushing me and starts elbowing me and I don't even give her any acknowledgement at all. I'm just ignoring her. Because I know that's probably pissing her off even more.
Right.
And I'm watching the show and, you know, whatever. She's jabbing me. She's elbowing me. She's not getting any response out of me. After about 5 minutes of her doing that, all of a sudden I feel something sharp poking me.
What do you think it was?
I don't know if it was a key or a pin or a tweezer or something.
Not like a pin though, right?
No, not a pin, but like something sharp. Okay. Something more than just
jagged.
Something more than just her pushing me. Maybe a pin.
Okay.
You know, I should probably check my clothes to make sure I don't have a hole.
Right.
But yeah, then I started feeling this stabbing. And so then I stood up and I was like, knock it the fuck off. She couldn't hear me because the music's super loud or whatever. But I was like, let me mention this too. Like, not only am I large and in charge, but I'm wearing these new boots that I just got from Demania.
So which she's are tall as fuck.
Fucking fabulous, by the way. They're called Camel. Look them up, Demania. They're either a 6 or an 8 inch platform. So I'm a big girl, and now I'm a tall, big girl. And this girl was not big. She was like, I don't know. She was much smaller than me.
I feel like, and now that I'm reflecting, she's too drunk to know the difference.
She was probably in her 50s. This Asian lady.
She wasn't Asian.
Oh,
she was a white girl.
Oh, well, it was dark. My bad. Anyway, she was smaller than me, slighter than me, weighed less than me, and much shorter than me, especially in those fucking heels.
Right.
So I was towering over her after she started stabbing me. I was towering over her, and I was like pointing at her, pointing down at her, like, knock it the fuck off. And then she started pushing me, and then I just lost my shit. And I pushed her down, and I pushed her to the ground. And all of a sudden, everybody started rushing around me, like our friend started rushing, like to push me off of her. And I wasn't moving because I felt like I needed to stand my ground because she was completely out of line the whole time. She was completely 100%, out of line.
Yeah.
And the fact that she like instigated everything to the point where I had, like, she was pushing me and stabbing me to the point where I had to push her down. I was not going to back down from that.
No, absolutely not.
And apparently like her, so our friend Lauren was like, hey, stop. Like,
and Lauren is the she's the sheriff.
Yeah,
really.
Diplomat.
She is so diplomatic.
She's like, move away, move away. And I was like, I don't want to move. And she's like, fucking move.
You're like, okay, Lauren.
I was like, oh, fine. And I guess she and the boyfriend of the girl had a conversation like, this girl never does this. I don't know what happened and blah, blah, blah. And Lauren's like, well, you better make sure it doesn't fucking happen again and get rid of her, you know, like bring it down.
Put her on the other side of the fucking
sort of thing. So anyways, that was my perspective.
Here's my perspective.
So, also, I want to mention that's only the second time I've ever like pushed anybody or like been violent with anybody in my whole life.
This might also be my second time being violent with somebody at a show. The more violent this time, and it wasn't even that violent. But I digress. I'll get to that point. The way it was is, again, there's this like wood bar thing that separates these little box seats, but they're pretty open, right? And again, if anybody was sitting on either side, you know, you'd be respectful and stay within your own box. And I'm not saying we're going way over our box, but I was sitting on the line of the box, right?
Half of your butt was hanging over it.
Literally half of my butt is hanging into their space. And again, if I had even known that they were there, I would have moved. Because I'm not an asshole, and I am respectful of other people's, like, shit, right? Even if you weren't here for the entire amount of the show, you did pay for your space, and I am respectful of that. This fucking bitch. This is different. So I'm sitting here, and then she just shows up out of fucking nowhere. And also, I don't know if she's supposed to be in this space or not, because she hasn't been here all fucking night. And she's just elbowing me in my, like, a little above my butt, so like my hip area, right? And I'm kind of like, oh, this is not going to, and I'm not quiet about it either. I'm like, this is not going to end well for you. I wouldn't do that, right? And I can see she's trying to record. And so I just sing, because here's one thing that I learned from being like 15, 16 and going to They Might Be Giants concerts that I love. I will sing all the songs loudly. And my boyfriend that was like my high school boyfriend was like, those poor people who were trying to record that concert just has you singing the whole time. I'm like, I never thought about that. So in an instant like this, I just sang very loudly into her phone. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't think your audio is going to be very good. Mm-hmm. So I was purposely being an asshole. But she started it. So, and as you kind of looked at me like, what's going on? I said, this fucking cunt is jabbing me and being a cunt. And I do not appreciate it. And I have been drinking, so, you know, there's that. So you do. You're like, come over here. I'm like, but I don't want to. I'm in the middle of something. You're like, Charlotte, move. And you are the voice of reason. So I leave. But then you sat down. I was like, oh, great. This will be great. But I didn't actually see her leave. But I remember you were trying to, like, take a selfie so she could be in it. And I was like, she's not there. But she had just, I was like, oh, she's back. Or whatever. And I think that's when it started up again. Anyways. So from what I saw was, I was like, going to try. And she's like, just enjoy the show. I'm like, okay, whatever. But then I saw you go, what the? Like, you turned around like, what are you doing? Kind of a thing. And then she pushed you. And I was like, oh, no, you didn't. And you pushed her back. But she didn't fall down. She just kind of did it, like a stumble back a little bit. But
well, she didn't fall down because the people caught her.
Oh, okay. And so, like, you guys were talking a little bit more. But then she pushed you again. Or I don't know whether you pushed her. I don't know. After that, it was a little fuzzy because I'm not sure who pushed who. But, like, when she pushed you, I said, oh, hell you. And I came, like, from the round and I pushed her so I could. Oh, sorry. I got really, because I was really angry. So I pushed her. I'm like, you fucking BS, you don't touch my sister or whatever.
She's like, take your earrings out.
No, not yet.
Oh, sorry.
Not yet. I did that later. So I pushed her. And again, I think you and I, actually, if I can remember, we pushed her in unison. Nice. Like we would. Sisters. And then I realized we weren't going anywhere with this. If anything, it was going to escalate more. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. And then that's when they're like, whoa, whoa, what's going on? And even our friends were like, whoa, 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 what's going on? And I was like, oh, hell no. And I took two steps back and I was like, no, don't worry. I'm going to go. Nobody was going for security. Don't worry. Like, somebody was going to go. I was like, don't worry. I'm going to go get security. Because fuck you bitches. So I went, I found security. And I was like, hey, you know what? We've been kind of hanging out on the rails down here. But she put her hands on my sister. And like, if you want us to, again, I'm paraphrasing it. Probably actually didn't say it that well even to him. Poor guy. Probably had no idea what I was talking about. I was just like, we were hanging out on the rails. She put her hands on my sister. You don't put your hands on people. You talk with your words. And he's like, who do I need to talk to? So I bring him back. I go, this is the party, but her specifically.
I am a VIP.
I don't deserve this treatment. I think they know that, though, because nobody talked to us. They only talk to them. That's true. And so I went, I was like, this is my group here. This was them. And I'm going, and now all of a sudden she's just gone or whatever. But now I'm my blood's pumping. I'm ready to fight a bitch because you don't fucking touch my sister.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Like, you touch me, I'm mad. You touch somebody I love, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I moved you out of the way. I was like, bring it on, motherfucker.
Which is so weird because, like, I'm like, eh, I don't care about myself, but I'm like, you don't touch my sister. And I didn't even realize that it was that obvious. I wouldn't have thought it that it was. So the way I like to wear my hair a lot is I will take my, like, you know where your pigtails, right? You put both your hair onto one side or the other. I like to do, like, mini pigtails. So, like, half up. So, most of my hair is down. But I've got little, like, baby pigtails on the top of my head. So, I've got two hair ties, essentially. Mm-hmm. So, as we're sitting there trying to enjoy the music, because there's, like, a few songs left, I just slowly, and in my brain is how this happened, was I just slowly took out one and then my other pigtail. And then I put half of my hair up, and then I put the other half of my hair back. So it was up. And then I started taking my earrings out. And then our friend Lauren was like, Charlotte, are you preparing to fight? And I just said, I'm not going to start anything, but should something happen, I'm very much prepared. And she just said, God damn it. And as she said, after the concert was over, though, so I did. I took off my earrings, I put them in my purse, and I was ready to fucking beat the shit out of her. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not a violent person. I can't even tell you how. I have dreams where I want to punch people, but I keep my arm back because I really don't want to cause pain or violence towards someone. But if you're a fucking bitch, I can't help that. But I digress. But, you know, like, later, I was to Lauren, she's just like, yeah, no. And I saw you putting your hair up in ponytails. And I'm like, oh, shit, Charlotte's going to start a fight. And I'm like, no, I'm I wasn't going to start a fight. I was going to finish a fucking fight.
Exactly.
But I did look over at Mandy a few times. I just said, hey, you should take those earrings out. And she did, because it's so loud, you can't hear anything. But I thought I was very clear. I was like, Mandy, take those fucking earrings out.
I wear big ho
Mandy's
hoops.
Mandy's got big ho hoops. But
yeah, I should have known. I wasn't thinking clearly. Let me just say this. I want to say, we were drunk. We were having fun.
Right.
We had some drinks. I wasn't too drunk.
We're not violent people.
Yeah, I wasn't too drunk to drive home.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't shit-faced starting a fight. I don't fight. I'm not a fighter. I can count three times. This being the third time that I've ever, like, gotten physical and violent and pushed somebody with the intent to hurt them. This was one. The other time was at the observatory in Orange County, Huntington Beach. We were watching the Alkaline Trio.
Oh, right.
And our friend Sarah had brought her son, Derek, who was 9 or 10 right. years old. And we had this little area that was like, it just fit, you know, just enough of us. And it was a really good view of the stage. And this drunk girl was pushing her way through. And,
she
wanted to get to the front. And so we let her come in because it was a good view. And we're like fans of the band and we want everyone to have a good view. But then she starts like trying to push the kid out of the way and hitting him in the head with her fist to try to get his spot. And so all of us were like, put our hands on her gently. And we're like,
you go now.
Go away. And she just looked at us like, go fuck yourself. And then she started hitting him again, and we just pummeled her. Like, I pushed her down, kicked her. Like, I don't do that. But, like, she started hitting a little kid
right
at a concert. So yeah. I just lost my shit. That's the second time. Now, let me tell you the first time, because it's going to be a short one. I've always wanted to tell it on the podcast, but it's never been long enough story to tell. The other time, the first time I ever, like, put my hands on somebody in anger... As a kid, my mom always told me, you know, you're the oldest. You have to look out for your brothers and sisters. I had, I don't know, four or five by then. I don't know if you were born yet. You might have been. I don't know. You got to look out for your brothers and sisters. You're the oldest. Like, you got to take care of them. And there was this one kid in our neighborhood, Shane, who kept picking on Casey. And me and Casey would go to Adams Elementary School in Logan. And this kid would pick on him and pick on him and pick on him. And finally, and I remember my mom telling me, like, you got to stand up for your brothers and sisters. Like, you got to protect them. It's your job. And I was like, okay, it's my job. It's my job. It's my job. And I get this, like, shitty King's perfume. It would probably cost $5 or something. Just the grossest, like, gross perfume that somebody maybe gave me for my birthday or something. I don't know. Maybe I stole it. Who knows? But it was gross. It was gross perfume. And so I put that in my coat pocket, and I had a whole plan. And when school got out that day, sure enough, Shane
was... if he didn't pick on him, you wouldn't have had a plan to execute.
Yep. Shane was picking on my brother, and I was like, okay, here it is. Here comes the time. You know, and he, like, I watched him, and he put both of his hands on Casey's chest, and he pushed him. And Casey kind of fell backwards, but he didn't fall down. And I jumped on his back, and I tackled him to the ground, and I pushed his face in the snow. He had no idea. Like, I was come from behind him. I was like, sneak attack, Navy SEAL. Pushed his face in the snow, and then I started spraying him with perfume.
Now you smell like shit, bitch.
And then I grabbed Casey's hand, and we ran home.
Oh, you're a good big sister.
So, yeah. Anyway, so those are the three times I've been in a fight. Tonight... at the Alkaline Trio show and at Adams Elementary School in Logan. That's
funny. The only other time, again, I'm sure, I know that I've been in other fights, but those aren't appropriate to talk about on the podcast. Our stepdad's a real piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to get to that later.
That's a different story. But the only other time at a concert where I laid hands on somebody was Modest Mouse, Anaheim House of Blues. Not the same venue as when it was over at...
Downtown Disney.
Me and... I actually don't remember who else would have been at that show, but I had to have been with one other person. Maybe it was Pat, maybe it was Dan, I don't know. But we were there for the show, and we got front row. Like, we got there early. So, like, we were talking about, I was like, remember when you had to show up, like, 5 hours early so you could be front row... and you had to hold your fucking spot because people will try and take it from you. It doesn't matter that you're the very fucking front row. Mm-hmm. They will push you out of the fucking way.
Elbow you.
Laurie didn't have a ticket. And so we're like, well, I don't know what to tell you. But she's like, oh, don't worry, I'll figure it out. Sure enough, she comes with us. That bitch is the luckiest fucking bitch on getting fucking tickets.
Oh, she's so, she's
like,
lucky.
ticket. Someone's like, yeah, I've got an extra ticket. It's like, great, I'll buy it off of you. So now she's front row with me. And these, I swear, so we had to have been like 20-ish, barely 20 mm-hmm. maybe. At least I was. These 16-year-olds, so they were kids, were trying to just muscle their way to the front. And I said, not fucking happening. Try somewhere else. But they were not letting it go. And they were stomping on our feet. They were elbowing us. By elbowing, there's different variations of elbowing, right? There's nudging with mm-hmm. your elbow, which is what they were doing, and then stomping with their feet.
Mm-hmm.
I threw fucking elbows into faces. I was like, no, we're done now. You elbow me one more fucking time, you're done. And so I did, and they fucked off real quick. But I'm just like, you do not touch me. Mm-mm. You don't touch my sister, because Laurie was getting a good portion of it because she's smaller, right? Mm-mm. Laurie's like a full foot. By foot, I mean a whole head shorter than I am.
Yeah, she's tiny.
She's a tiny person. You don't fuck with it. And also, she can hold her own, so I don't know why I'm trying to even, like, defend her. She can fucking stand up for herself.
She'll weasel her way right up to the front of the stage in any given moment.
She's the asshole that people need to elbow in the face, actually. But anyways, yeah, that was when I was like, oh, you want to play this game? I can stomp feet worse than you can, and I can elbow harder in your fucking face. Mm-hmm. I have the leverage. Don't fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, why do people gotta be dicks at concerts?
I don't know. It's like everyone's there to have a good time.
We all like the same show. Like, we're there because we like the artists we're going to go see. Why are we fighting each other? It's so
because
stupid.
Human beings are flawed.
Right.
There's something wrong with us, and that's why the world is in the state that it's in today. And you know what else I think? I feel like not enough people go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review and a rating. I feel like the world could be such a much better place if they would just do that.
And you know, you also go to our social medias. Twitter, Facebook.
LinkedIn.
Fill in the blank.
Pornhub.
YouTube. Like, subscribe, share with your fucking friends.
Also, you should think about getting our official merch. It's on Linktree, which is on all of our social medias. It's DePublic. Check it out.
If you would like us to get a website, you should probably think about becoming a patron.
Because we don't have enough money.
Because that's just expensive.
And if you want to become a patron, it's only $3. As little as $3. You can give us more if you want.
Send us a story, your stories, or our own stories. Do you have stories of us? We'd like to hear them. Sometimes we get drunk, we don't actually remember.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're so glad you're listening to this podcast. We're going to release it right now.
But also, you know, should go to fhebadmormons@gmail.com, because I didn't get a chance to say that.
Oh, whoops. Anyways, that's all. Goodbye.
Bye.